But did you receive? But I'll tell you what, in the days of Paul, they didn't receive Christ the way they tell you to receive him today. Just believe in your heart, and that's it. Otherwise, why would Paul even write all this stuff? I want to present you perfect in the day of Jesus, you know, in Jesus Christ, as it says in the, you know, I'm hearkening back to chapter 1, verse 28, you know, how he says he preaches Jesus Christ, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. It says in him is no sin. If you have sin, then you're not in him. And I don't say that to discourage you. I say that to provoke you to prayer and to seeking and asking in faith. God has promises. See, these don't look at these things as requirements, as things you have to do to please God. No, no, no. Those of you who receive Christ in faith, to you it is a promise. The promise of righteousness. The promise of godliness. The promise of escaping the corruption that is in the world while you are yet in the world. That is what the preaching of the gospel comes in, to relieve you and to turn you from your sins, to blot out the sins that are past, to teach you a new way of walking, that Christ should be formed in you. That is the gospel. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, that is what you're supposed to be accepting. You're supposed to be receiving all those things. Look at Abraham believed God. Did he receive God in that sense? Yeah, but how did he really receive God? By receiving the promise. Because God said, at this time, Sarah shall conceive a son. And when he received that promise, Isaac, the promised child, in due time. So the Christian is to receive the promise of righteousness and godliness in this present world. Walk in that. In the faith. Go forward in faith. Don't be stagnated and just be like, well, I still believe he rose from the dead, and I still confess him with my mouth, but I refuse to move anywhere beyond that. To actually pigheadedly see that. I don't want to be baptized. I don't need to be baptized. I've already received Christ. In fact, I even claim that I received the Holy Ghost, not waiting for it. Not really seeking it. What happens is they ask for it, and they say, well, I asked in faith, so I got it. I'll tell you, I've asked for many things in faith. I said, Lord, deliver me from alcohol and drugs. And I believed he did it. And you know what happened? I was drunk the next day. Or smoking pot the next day. You know what? All my faithing was for naught, at least at the moment. But I continued in that. I never gave up and said, I'll just do this forever. I'll tell you what, I wasn't very diligent at it at those times. Maybe that's why it took 10 years plus. I mean, well, I was into drugs and drinking, but from the time I started trying to follow God, I continued in those things for 10 years. And they haunted me and decimated my life. But the point is that, you know, even though I, in faith, I said, oh, God, I know you can do it. You can deliver me from this, God. I know it. You said you want to, and I know you want me to walk soberly, and I pray earnestly. In tears and got nothing until the time appointed when God did give it to me all in one day. But see, same thing with the Holy Ghost. People think, okay, I believe in Christ, I receive in my heart, and then some false minister, some guy beguiling them with enticing words says, well, just believe, and when you believe, ask in faith for the Holy Ghost, and then God will give it to you. And then they pray and nothing happens. They say an earnest prayer of faith. They receive Christ, quote unquote. They receive him in the sense of that they're accepting the truth. You know, that's not to be despised. But then the minister says, and now you have received the Holy Ghost. Oh, but nothing happened. No, well, but you know, but you asked in faith. Oh, yeah, I did. Well, then you have it. And I would say, well, did you receive the Holy Ghost the way the apostles received the Holy Ghost? I know it's controversial these days, but I say, if our experience doesn't somewhat mirror what we can document in the Word, then how do we know that we've received anything? I mean, something happened. There was a rushing, mighty wind. I mean, there's got to be something. not just nothing. Just like if I ask God to deliver me from drugs and alcohol. It so happens that the same day he gave me the Holy Ghost, he also delivered me from drugs and alcohol. So I never went back to drugs and alcohol again. Now I know that he delivered me. Because Isaac is there to prove it. There's something was born of it. So it has to be with the Spirit. Receiving Christ is not just something I do. It's something that God gives. We have to be rooted and built up in him. Notice that, built up. Add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, brotherly kindness, love. I could go on. You know, there's all kinds of things you can add to your faith and be built up in. And not to become proud. That's nonsense. Add to your faith humility. Because you know what? The righteous are humble. You say, well, Paul, you don't sound very humble. It's not about sounding humble. The words of God are very bold. Okay? It's frank. It speaks plainly. It doesn't mince words. And I could stand up here with some sort of false modesty and make you think, well, what a nice guy he is. I'm not trying to beguile you with enticing words. I'm just trying to give it to you in the most frank and simple way I can. Knowing that I'm nothing. All I am is someone who's learned a few little things. These are very simple things. This is not like rocket science, okay? I know to some it's just like a foreign language because they've been taught by these men who beguile with enticing words. Because the words are enticing. See, my words aren't so enticing because it's sort of like, oh, wow. What happens is they stagger at the promises of God. They stagger. Because the promise of God comes, you're going to be righteous. And they go, oh, I don't know about that. Sarah's old. She's barren. She can't have a baby now. I stagger at the promise of God. I don't think that's possible. No one can be perfect. No one can be righteous. Not that I'm righteous. You know, the thing is, the idea is we go on to be righteous because God says our sins are forgiven. I mean, obviously, my life is ruined. I mean, in the flesh, it's totally a wreck. I totally ruined my life. I totally destroyed all credibility. Really, there's no reason on earth you should ever listen to me. I'm not a good person. Never have been. It's like in my heart, I treasured up bad things that I have done. Okay? But that's the flesh. But see, through Christ, we are no longer in the flesh, as Paul says. He takes us out of that.